Today I'd like to focus our attention on Theodore Samuel Williams, better known as Ted Williams, born August 30th, 1918 in San Diego, California, died July 5th, 2002 in Florida. Batted left-handed, threw right-handed. His major league debut was April 20th, 1939 for the Boston Red Sox. Last major league appearance, September 28, 1960. Lifetime average of 344. 2,654 hits. 521 home runs. 1,839 RBIs. His on-base percentage was .482. Played with the Boston Red Sox with a couple breaks for military service that many believe he would have even broke more records with that time, and also had not done damage to his body. But he left for World War II, and he also left for Korea. A 19-time All-Star, 2-time All-Star MVP, 2-time Triple Crown winner, 6-time American League batting champion, 4-time American League home run record leader, 4-time American League RBI leader. His Boston Red Sox number 9 is retired. He has a Boston Red Sox Hall of Fame, Major League Baseball All-Century team, Major League Baseball All-Time team, Major League Baseball 482 career on-base percentage is a record, and he was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1966, 93.4% first ballot voter. He was nicknamed the Kid, the Splendid Splinter, Teddy Ballgame, the Thumper, and the greatest hitter who ever lived. If you followed any of his history, you realize that that was one of his goals, that he wanted to be the greatest hitter of all time. Very, very stubborn man. At a certain point, they even created the Ted Williams shift that would move into right field infielders from the left side of the field. And he was so stubborn that instead of just hitting something just down the third base line, which would have gotten base hit after base hit after base hit, he was so stubborn that he stuck with the right field pole that he had, and it ended up costing him sometimes. An amazing athlete, keyed mostly on hitting as opposed to his fielding. Didn't even seem to care about his fielding a lot of times, compared to Joe DiMaggio, who wanted to be an all-around player. They seemed to battle back and forth. In fact, in 1941, they had one amazing summer where DiMaggio hit for 56 games in a row, and Williams ended up with the best batting average of .406. But today, I'd like to focus on, of all things, his end. When he died, he had said that he wanted to be cremated and his ashes scattered in the Florida Keys. But his son, John Henry, and younger daughter, Claudia, chose to have his remains frozen cryonically. There was a big battle that went back and forth concerning what others in the family thought, but they won out with these cryonics. Cryonics is from the Greek word cryos, meaning cold, and it's the low temperature preservation, usually at negative 196 centigrade, of people who cannot be sustained by contemporary medicine, with the hope that resuscitation and restoration to full health may be possible in the far future. Cryopreservation of humans is not reversible with present technology. Cryonicists hope that medical advances will someday allow these people to be revived. It's regarded with skepticism. It's procedures can only begin after legal death. They are patients that are considered legally dead. Their procedures ideally begin within minutes of cardiac arrest, and they use these protectants to prevent ice formation during that preservation. And so as of now, as of 2014, about 250 bodies have been preserved in the United States, and 1,500 people have made arrangements for this to be the case. When we stop and think about how people make plans for the future, and the Williams family, at least this side of the family, that have taken the time to make this effort, in their mind, they think, well, we will resuscitate him, and then he'll have a form of life that will be better because we'll have medical advancements. The problem is, if he hasn't made, if Ted Williams didn't make plans for his future eternity, then all of this doesn't matter. In fact, I would say to you today that it doesn't matter. Hebrews 9, verse 27 says this, "It is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment." Looking back at Ted Williams' history, I found that his mom was deeply involved in the Salvation Army. My prayer is that Ted Williams was able to hear the gospel and able to call on the name of the Lord and be saved. "It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment." So all the accolades, he was an amazing hitter, the greatest hitter that ever lived. But if his eternity isn't taken care of, then all of that doesn't matter. Only one life, it'll soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Where are you at today? Are you making plans that really count for your future? Look to Jesus. He's the one who saves.